Wild turkey season is upon us. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. What with turkey season upon us, I turn to Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate, Al Strupp.
I've hunted turkey in the past, yes.
Tell me, what would your preference be in terms of calling them? Is there a specific call?
Well, I use a multitude of mouth calls and slates and box calls, so I use everything.
Any more luck with one than the other?
I probably use mouth call more than I do anything.
You hear so many stories about turkeys, they're just very difficult to get because their hearing is so good, they're so aware. Any kind of advice you have for the less than experienced hunter?
Well, you got to need camouflage. You got to be camouflaged well. They see movement, they're gone. It's that simple. Yep. You got to be a good caller, and you got to be able to be as close to invisible as you can be. And you want to have some good decoys on the ground that are as far as real looking as you can possibly get. And they're out there now. So a lot better than back in my day when I used to hunt them.
Well, speaking of decoy, I mean, do you sell those at Sportsman's Warehouse?
I do. I have three or four different kinds of turkey decoys here, yes. There's hens, there's Jake, there's full-size male gobblers. There's a multitude of different ones, and then there's different manufacturers. Some of them are more realistic than others. Some of them are foam. Some of them are collapsible. Some of them are filled up with air. It just depends on what your desires are as far as what you want to try and use. And I got the calls. I got a whole 9 yards.
That was a whole 9 yards of information. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.